The Design of Everyday Things. Overview and Core Thesis. The Design of Everyday Things by Don Norman is a seminal book that explores the fundamental principles of design and how they shape our daily interactions with objects and systems. With a focus on user-centered design, Norman delves into the psychology of human behavior and cognition to uncover why some designs succeed while others fail miserably. He articulates that effective design must prioritize the needs, limitations, and experiences of users, rather than merely focusing on aesthetics or functionality alone. Norman introduces the idea that good design is intuitive and user-friendly, facilitating seamless interactions between people and their environment. He emphasizes that the usability of a product is paramount, and design should aim to minimize user error and cognitive load. By examining everyday objects such as doors, light switches, and telephones, Norman illustrates common design pitfalls and offers insights into how they can be avoided. Throughout the book, Norman advocates for a design philosophy that considers the psychological aspects of human interaction with objects. He argues that understanding how people perceive, interpret, and respond to their surroundings is crucial for creating products that are not only functional but also satisfying to use. This approach requires designers to be empathetic and to anticipate the needs and potential challenges faced by users. Norman's core thesis revolves around the principles of visibility, feedback, affordance, mapping, and constraints. These principles serve as a framework for analyzing and improving design. Visibility ensures that users can easily see and understand the function of a device. Feedback provides users with information about the results of their actions. Affordance suggests the possible actions that can be taken with an object. Mapping creates a clear relationship between controls and their effects. Constraints guide user actions by limiting the possibilities of misuse. User-centered design principles. In this comprehensive and thought-provoking book, Norman takes readers on a captivating journey through the intricate realms of design, traversing diverse landscapes from the tangible world of physical objects to the intangible realms of digital interfaces. He argues persuasively that good design transcends mere aesthetics. It must be deeply rooted in an understanding of the needs, preferences, and capabilities of the users who interact with it. Norman's exploration of user-centered design principles is not confined to traditional notions of functionality or visual appeal. Instead, he advocates for a paradigm shift that places human experience at the forefront of the design process. By immersing readers in real-world examples and compelling anecdotes, Norman underscores the profound impact that thoughtful design can have on enhancing everyday interactions and enriching lives. At the heart of Norman's philosophy lies a profound appreciation for the intricacies of human behavior and cognition. He challenges designers to move beyond surface-level solutions and delve into the underlying motivations and perceptions that influence user behavior. By adopting a user-centric approach, designers can unlock new possibilities for innovation and create products that resonate deeply with their intended audience. Norman's emphasis on prioritizing the needs and capabilities of users echoes throughout the book, serving as a guiding principle for designers across disciplines. Whether crafting physical objects or digital interfaces, the key to successful design lies in empathizing with users, anticipating their needs, and tailoring solutions that seamlessly integrate into their daily lives. In essence, The Design of Everyday Things serves as a manifesto for a new era of design, one that is rooted in empathy, driven by user insights, and committed to creating meaningful experiences. Norman's insights challenge conventional notions of design, inspiring designers to rethink their approach and embrace a more human-centered perspective. By placing users at the center of the design process, designers can create products that not only meet functional requirements but also resonate deeply with the people who use them. Concept of affordances. The book embarks on its exploration of design principles by unveiling the concept of affordances, a fundamental concept in user-centered design. Affordances, as elucidated by Norman, refer to the perceived properties of an object that suggest how it can be used. In essence, affordances serve as subtle cues that intuitively guide users on how to interact with an object or system. Norman underscores the paramount importance of designing affordances that are intuitive and discoverable. By ensuring that users can easily discern the intended functionality of an object, designers facilitate smooth interactions and enhance usability. Through careful consideration of affordances, designers can empower users to navigate complex environments with confidence and ease. Moreover, Norman delves into the concept of mapping, which complements the notion of affordances. Mapping involves establishing a clear and consistent relationship between controls and the objects they manipulate. By aligning the physical layout of controls with their corresponding functions, designers enhance the user's ability to understand and operate the system effectively. Norman's emphasis on intuitive affordances and coherent mapping underscores the importance of thoughtful design in facilitating seamless interactions. By incorporating these principles into the design process, designers can create products and interfaces that are not only functional but also inherently intuitive and user-friendly. Ultimately, the concept of affordances serves as a cornerstone in Norman's framework for user-centered design, guiding designers in their quest to create products that delight and empower users. Importance of feedback. Norman's exploration of design principles extends to the crucial concept of feedback, an essential element in the user experience ecosystem. Feedback serves as a vital conduit through which users receive information about the state of a system and the consequences of their actions. Norman emphasizes its pivotal role in ensuring that users can effectively interact with and understand the behaviors of the products they engage with. Delving deeper, Norman elucidates the various forms of feedback, visible, audible, and tangible, that designers can leverage to enrich the user experience. Visible feedback, such as visual cues or changes in interface elements, provides users with immediate visual confirmation of their actions, enhancing their sense of control and understanding. Audible feedback, such as sounds or tones, can reinforce user actions or alert users to errors, contributing to a more immersive and informative interaction. Tangible feedback, involving physical sensations or haptic feedback, adds a tactile dimension to the user experience, further enhancing user engagement and comprehension. Furthermore, Norman underscores the significance of constraints in guiding users towards the correct actions and preventing errors. Constraints act as guardrails that limit the range of possible interactions, reducing the likelihood of user errors and enhancing usability. By strategically implementing constraints, designers can steer users towards desired outcomes while minimizing frustration and confusion. Norman's insights into the importance of feedback and constraints underscore the critical role they play in shaping user interactions. By integrating these principles into the design process, designers can create products and interfaces that are not only intuitive and user-friendly but also provide users with clear and actionable guidance. Ultimately, feedback and constraints serve as indispensable tools in the designer's arsenal, empowering them to craft experiences that resonate with users and exceed their expectations. Cognitive load and error mitigation. One of the key insights of the design of everyday things is the concept of cognitive load, a fundamental principle that profoundly influences user interactions with products and systems. Cognitive load refers to the mental effort required to understand, learn, and operate a system effectively. Norman argues persuasively that reducing cognitive load is paramount in creating user-friendly designs that facilitate smooth and intuitive interactions. Norman advocates for designing systems that minimize cognitive load by leveraging users' existing knowledge and mental models. By aligning the design of products and interfaces with users' expectations and prior experiences, designers can streamline the learning process and enhance usability. This approach not only reduces the burden on users' cognitive resources but also fosters a sense of familiarity and confidence in interacting with the system. Furthermore, Norman addresses the critical issue of errors in user interactions and proposes design strategies to mitigate their occurrence and impact. He emphasizes the importance of designing for error prevention rather than error recovery, advocating for proactive measures to minimize the likelihood of user mistakes. By implementing clear instructions, intuitive affordances, and feedback mechanisms, designers can preemptively address potential sources of user errors and create robust systems that are resilient to misuse. Norman's insights into cognitive load and error mitigation underscore the pivotal role they play in shaping user experiences. By understanding the cognitive demands placed on users and designing with empathy and foresight, designers can create products and interfaces that are not only functional and efficient but also inherently user-friendly and error-resistant. Ultimately, by prioritizing the reduction of cognitive load and the prevention of errors, designers can empower users to engage with technology confidently and effectively, leading to more satisfying and rewarding interactions. Designing for complex systems and emotions. In later chapters of The Design of Everyday Things, Norman embarks on a deeper exploration of the intricacies involved in designing for complex systems and the profound influence of emotions on user experience. As technology becomes increasingly integrated into our daily lives, the design challenges posed by complex systems have become more prevalent and pressing. Norman sheds light on these challenges and offers invaluable insights into how designers can navigate them effectively. Norman underscores the importance of adopting a system thinking approach, a holistic perspective that considers the interdependencies and interactions within complex systems. By understanding the interconnected nature of components and anticipating potential points of friction or failure, designers can create cohesive and seamless experiences that transcend individual interactions. This systemic approach allows designers to craft solutions that address the broader context in which users engage with products and interfaces, resulting in more meaningful and impactful user experiences. Moreover, Norman emphasizes the emotional dimension of design, an often overlooked aspect that profoundly influences user perceptions and behaviors. Users form strong emotional connections with products based on how they make them feel, and these emotional responses can significantly impact their overall satisfaction and engagement. By incorporating elements of delight, surprise, and empathy into the design process, designers can create products and interfaces that resonate deeply with users on an emotional level, fostering stronger bonds and lasting impressions. Norman's exploration of designing for complex systems and emotions underscores the multifaceted nature of user experience design. By embracing system thinking and acknowledging the emotional aspects of design, designers can create experiences that are not only functional and efficient but also deeply meaningful and emotionally resonant. By considering the entire user journey and crafting experiences that evoke positive emotions, designers can create products and interfaces that truly enrich and enhance the lives of users. Real-world examples and case studies. Throughout the pages of The Design of Everyday Things, Norman enriches his exploration of design principles with a plethora of real-world examples and compelling case studies. Drawing from a diverse array of contexts, he illuminates how design decisions can wield profound impacts on usability, safety, and user satisfaction, shaping the way we interact with the world around us. By dissecting both successful and failed designs, Norman provides readers with invaluable insights into the intricate interplay between design choices and user experiences. From the humble door handle to the sleek interface of a smartphone, Norman scrutinizes various everyday objects and interfaces with a keen eye for detail. Through meticulous analysis, he unveils the underlying design flaws or triumphs that determine their usability and effectiveness. By examining the nuances of each example, Norman offers readers a deeper understanding of the principles that govern good design and the consequences of overlooking them. Moreover, Norman's case studies serve as cautionary tales, highlighting the potential pitfalls of design decisions gone awry. By exploring instances of failed designs, he underscores the importance of empathy, usability testing, and iterative design processes in mitigating risks and ensuring user satisfaction. These cautionary examples serve as valuable learning opportunities for designers, prompting them to approach their craft with humility and a willingness to learn from both successes and failures. Conversely, Norman also celebrates instances of exemplary design, showcasing innovations that have transformed user experiences for the better. By dissecting successful designs, he elucidates the principles and practices that underpin their effectiveness, offering readers actionable insights for creating more intuitive, user-friendly products and interfaces. Norman's adept use of real-world examples and case studies elevates the design of everyday things beyond a theoretical exploration of design principles. It transforms the book into a practical guide for designers, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in understanding the intricacies of human-centered design. By grounding his concepts in tangible, relatable examples, Norman empowers readers to apply his insights to their own design challenges, fostering a deeper appreciation for the impact of design on our daily lives. Accessibility and relatability. The Design of Everyday Things transcends its role as a mere guide for designers and engineers. It emerges as a valuable resource accessible to anyone intrigued by the world of design. Norman's engaging prose and insightful anecdotes transform complex design concepts into digestible insights that resonate with readers of all backgrounds. By demystifying the intricacies of design, Norman invites readers to embark on a journey of discovery, unraveling the mysteries behind the objects and interfaces that shape our daily experiences. Norman's narrative style captivates readers, drawing them into a world where design decisions wield profound impacts on our interactions with the world around us. Through relatable anecdotes and relatable examples, he bridges the gap between theory and practice, making design principles tangible and applicable to everyday life. Readers find themselves immersed in a rich tapestry of stories that illuminate the transformative power of human-centered design. Moreover, the design of everyday things serves as a call to action, a rallying cry for designers to embrace human-centered approaches and prioritize the needs and abilities of users throughout the design process. By urging designers to empathize with their audience and consider the diverse range of perspectives and experiences, Norman empowers them to create products and interfaces that resonate deeply with users on a personal level. Norman's emphasis on accessibility and relatability reflects his commitment to democratizing design knowledge and fostering a culture of inclusivity within the design community. By making design principles accessible to a broader audience, Norman invites readers from all walks of life to engage with the transformative potential of human-centered design. Whether they are seasoned designers or curious enthusiasts, readers emerge from the pages of The Design of Everyday Things with a newfound appreciation for the impact of design on our lives, and a sense of empowerment to shape a more user-friendly world. Conclusion and call to action. In conclusion, The Design of Everyday Things stands as a beacon for anyone involved in design or intrigued by the intricacies of human-centered design. Don Norman's unparalleled expertise and boundless passion shine through as he elucidates the principles of good design and offers practical insights for creating more intuitive, usable, and delightful experiences. By traversing the pages of this seminal work, designers are equipped with a profound understanding of the intricate interplay between design decisions and user experiences. Norman's holistic approach empowers designers to transcend mere functionality and aesthetics, encouraging them to prioritize the needs and aspirations of users throughout the design process. The Design of Everyday Things serves not only as a comprehensive guide but also as a catalyst for change, a call to action that urges designers to reimagine their role in shaping the world around them. Armed with the knowledge gleaned from Norman's timeless wisdom, designers are inspired to embark on a journey of discovery, continually striving to push the boundaries of innovation and create experiences that enrich and empower users. By embracing the lessons from the Design of Everyday Things, designers wield the transformative power to revolutionize the way people interact with the world around them. From the mundane to the extraordinary, every design decision holds the potential to shape our experiences and improve our lives. It is through this lens of human-centered design that designers can make a positive impact, fostering connections, enhancing accessibility, and ultimately enriching the human experience. As we embark on this collective journey toward a more user-centric future, let us heed Don Norman's call to action and embrace the principles of good design. Together, we have the power to shape a world where every interaction is intuitive, seamless, and inherently delightful. Through our collective efforts, we can transform the designed world into a place where innovation thrives, and users are empowered to navigate with confidence and joy.